सब शक्तियों में संपन्न बनो, कब बाबा कहते गुणों में संपन्न बनो, आज कह रहा है शक्तियों से संपन्न बनो, फिर बताएंगे। मुझे बताया आप लोग योग करते हो, मधुबन में भी लास्ट में 10-12 दिन क्लास कराया था, समझा, और आप योग में रहेंगे, क्लास सुनेंगे, दोनों काम इकट्ठे करेंगे ना।
ओम शांति।
योग माना
दादी सिंह,
योग माना
What is yoga? It means that we don't see anyone else except Baba. The intellect should not be dangling from anywhere else. She's heard that we've been having yoga after class here. So listen to the murli through these ears and then do according to the murli through the whole day. So the Amrit Vela point for tomorrow. So that is checking, is it tomorrow's date point she has to read today?
इस समय का परिवर्तन,
ट्रांसफॉर्मेशन ऑफ दिस टाइम, ट्रांसफॉर्मेशन दैट वी ब्रिंग इन दिस टाइम इज ट्रांसफॉर्मेशन फॉर एवर। एनीथिंग दैट्स पुट इनटू फायर चेंजेस, दैट इज इट्स कलर, इट्स फॉर्म, एवरीथिंग अबाउट इट चेंजेस। इट will not be as it was before. Its form and color will not be as it was before. It will change for all time. It's a good method, isn't it? That you put something into fire and it changes, makes it change. So, Om Shanti. ओम शांति।
मुरली सुनते हैं प्यार से।
We listen to the murli with great love.
प्यार से सुनते हैं।
Why is it that we listen to the murli with such love?
क्यों बाबा की बातें बड़ी अच्छी लगती हैं।
Because we like the things Baba tells us.
बहुत काम की बातें हैं ना।
They are very useful things.
इसलिए प्यार से सुनते हैं।
This is why we listen to the murli with love.
दिल को लगती है बहुत।
And it deeply touches the heart.
कभी दिल शुक्रिया कहने के बगैर नहीं सकती।
And then the heart cannot remain without giving thanks, without saying shukriya. It's not that the mind says shukriya, thank you, but it's the heart that gives thanks to Baba, that Baba has taught us to be obedient to him. Baba says the children are obedient children, and I like the word obedient.
अभी आप इस पर विचार नहीं करना,
don't just think about it, but see yourself. Are you an obedient child of Baba's?
आज्ञाकारी होने से,
by being obedient,
मजबूत होता जाता है,
one's faith becomes stronger and one's stage becomes very good. So Baba drew our attention to this, that make your stage very firm, very strong, so that at the end nobody else is remembered. The stage should be so good. Yesterday, Dadi read something, a point that your stage can be good when you look into the mirror of your own heart and by making your heart a mirror. So the stage becomes good by seeing yourself in the mirror of your own heart, and a mirror is for seeing oneself. Though we have surrendered, what is in the mirror? You would not just call it surrender. If you still don't know how to look into your own mirror, Baba says, see yourself very clearly in the mirror of your own heart. Because as you do this, you will be able to see Baba as a mirror, so you can see what else is left for you to do, what more I have to do, what is it that I still need to do. So see the self in Baba's mirror. Nobody else can be a mirror for you. You won't actually know exactly how much more you have to do by looking at other people's mirrors. But see yourself in your own mirror. And if you're not able to see yourself in your own mirror, then clean that mirror very well. If you don't make the effort, don't do the work of cleaning your own mirror, Baba is seeing the child as the child is, but the child is not able to see itself as the child truly is. Baba sees the soul, and the soul is not seeing itself as a soul. Because the mirror is not clean, the soul is not feeling, I am a soul, what type of soul I am, that I am a child of God. The soul is not able to have that clarity. So keep the mirror clean. It's effort to clean the walls. I'm not able to do that, but I can keep the mirror of my heart clean. In a house, if there's some dirt, some marks on the wall, it takes effort to clean the walls. But is there effort in cleaning a mirror? So it's sensible to keep the mirror clean. If you get into a car and the car is dirty, the driver has to make a lot of effort to keep the car clean. But first thing is to clean the mirror so that he can see where he's going. So similarly, we have to keep the mirror inside clean. So this is a method of finishing sins and becoming a charitable soul. So the mirror is the tool for keeping everything clean. Because in that mirror, you can tell that this is sin. So Baba tells us this is a mistake. You have to finish this mistake. He tells us what our mistakes are. And we're able to see then. Only when the mirror is clean, we can see. But if we see the weaknesses of others, the mirror becomes dirtied again. In fact, you may not have cleaned the mirror beforehand, but seeing somebody else's defect, weakness, then the mirror becomes dirtier still. It's somebody else's defect, but it's I who becomes dirtied. To see anybody else's weakness or defect is to become dirtied oneself. And of course, nobody likes dirt. Because when there's dirt, any time, sickness, disease can spread, and that disease can be within the self, and others can also become infected. So this is why where there's cleanliness, there is honesty. If there isn't internal cleanliness, then honesty is very far from that person. Somebody asked Adi the question, how can you tell whether this one is honest? Whether this is honest or false? Adi said, I don't want to comment on it. But when one is honest, they don't need to say that they are honest. When God believes this one is his true, honest child, others, brothers and sisters believe that also, then there's no need to convince anyone. But it's just known, it's realized. And Baba says, like, look at the sun. The sun doesn't have to say that I'm the sun, but you can see the light, the heat, the sun spreads. If the sun was intense in the early hours of the morning, we wouldn't be able to have Amrit Vela. But when the sun sets, it looks really lovely. And at its right time, the sun gives light. And through the day, if the sun were not to give that intense light, how would there be solar energy? How would energy be created? So the sun has a lot of work to do. So for us too, the work we have to do, we need energy. And it's twilight hours, the sun draws our attention that it's time for evening yoga. And then, also, we see, do I have that angelic stage, that whilst I perform actions, I'm still in Baba's remembrance, then there can be coolness within the soul. And Baba was asking Dadi Chandramani in one of the things that Dadi was reading, that are you Chandramani, that is the light of the moon, or are you Suryamani, that is the light of the sun? So she, Baba was saying to her that you are the one who gives a lot of sakash power, but also you remain very cool. So Dadi was reading this blessing that she, Dadi Chandramani, had received. She was reading it in the plane. She liked it because it was practically true about Dadi. And her face came in front of Dadi Janki. So, practically, Chandramani or Suryamani. So, have you seen Dadi Chandramani? She was a wonderful Dadi. She never got trapped in anyone, nor did she allow anyone to be trapped in her. She had a lot of attention on herself to the very end. She never had any desire for anything, no desire for respect, and she was such a renunciate. She never did anything just to gain respect, but she was a Dadi who was loved and respected and accepted by everyone. So the more you stay in self-respect, as she did, she always stayed in self-respect, the more she always gave that power to give respect to others, by giving respect to others. So, to be as cool as the moon, not to waste time in ordinary thinking, wasteful thinking. Previously, we used to go into loss in so many ways, and now Baba says, don't go into loss. See the benefit you can gain. Keep yourself always on the side of benefit. If there is loss, then there is reduction in the benefit. But to be a donor and great donor, that way there is benefit. On the path of bhakti, they say God gives, continues to give, and this is what we experience. Baba's giving, giving, giving. And what do we become as a result? He doesn't say that I'm the one who's giving, but it's the work of the bestower that he continues to give. It's the bestower of blessings who continues to give. And so Baba has told us day by day, see yourself, that you also become Mahadani, great donor. And it's the might that draws everyone. So first, draw the might from Baba, and then that might will automatically help others. You won't have to say to them, come, come, but your might will automatically pull everyone. Just as in the early days, all of you children had the attraction for Baba, the pull for Baba, that someone is calling you, someone is pulling you. In those days, Baba didn't have to say, leave everything, become detached, no, or break bondages, no. But nowadays, Baba has to tell us those things. Now, Baba has to tell us this, but in those early days, we just felt such a pull for Baba that we just danced to Baba. And Baba is our companion. And today's blessing, Baba said that a dance cannot be danced without the song or the music. A dancing girl will wait until the song or the music is played, then she can dance. It's like that, isn't it, Jagriti? So the dancing girl may come onto the stage, but if the person who's going to play the song is still looking for the song, then they can't start the dance. So the dance for us is with the music of Sweet Baba, My Baba, Dearest Baba. So which comes first, the dance or the music? So if the song is playing and the dancing girl hasn't come on the stage, then that also wouldn't look right. Say, for instance, if the song is playing internally in your heart, then you automatically start dancing in service. That way, nobody has to work hard, but it is just the performance of a dance. And it's not that anybody's going to be clapping, but your face automatically dances with happiness. Sister Indu, who was with Daddy on the tour, they were sitting in the lounge yesterday together in the aeroplane, and one person who was there in the lounge, a friend of Dr. Ashok Mehta, was on his way to America, and he'd heard about Daddy and came to meet Daddy, and he said he comes to India every 6 weeks. He comes to meet his mother, but he also comes for business, and this time he's meeting Daddy, so he's very happy. And he hadn't phoned Dr. Ashok Mehta for the last 3 days, but he phoned her there and then and said, just guess who I'm sitting in front of right now. So Baba says that some souls will receive a chance to come into contact with Baba's children just like that. And so somebody came and sat with Daddy, a sister, and Daddy said, do you know me? And she said, I don't know you, but I have heard about you. And she said, she was also traveling to America, and she said, give me blessings. And the girl said she comes to London from time to time, but the gentleman said that he's never been to London. And the lady, she said, I have a need for blessings. At present, I'm very tired, and I really need peace. And so she sat next to Daddy. And so Daddy says, so what is service? If there's a little bit of falsehood within the self, then there cannot be service. First, you have to do the service of cleaning yourself out, cleaning your mirror. Then you can draw Baba's love. If there's been some mistake in the past, then forgive yourself and ask Baba for forgiveness. Have Baba forgive you. And in this, there must not be carelessness. In order to transform oneself, and transformation should be such that complete transformation, so anything of the past, the old form, the old color, does not remain. But internally, that deep desire, interest to change, deep love to bring transformation. Because until that happens, nothing you do will be successful. Say Baba may touch souls and benefit souls, but you yourself will not receive the success that you are looking for. And what do I mean by success? Success means that my time, as Baba says, Baba's been telling us that make me your child and give Baba the inheritance. So Didi used to explain these things very well. How can you make God your child? So this is what success is. Make Baba your child. Give Baba the inheritance, all that you have. So when you make Baba your child, then the child is everything for you. You wouldn't say to the father, you are the only one for me. No, but you would for the child that you are my everything. You can make Baba your friend, your brother, your teacher. So we can say that with the experience of Baba as a child, that the your full attention goes on the child, but with everything else, it's like you have to persuade the intellect to experience all relationships with Baba. When you think of Baba as the child, then all attention is on the child. You would forget yourself for the child. You would think, this one is my everything, this one is my child. So looking at the history of the whole of the yajna, there were very few who made Baba the child. So here, who has made Baba their child? Who sitting here would say they've made Baba their child and has experienced that happiness? And so a father would say, the child has looked after me so well. And the child would say that I am in this bondage of keeping you well and happy as a child would to their father, not bondage in a restrictive way, but bondage in out of love. So one Murali Dadi remembers that you say that you are my mother and father, but Baba says to us, you are my mother and father because you are devoted to Baba. So Baba has such compassion for us that he has freed us from so many things, and through his blessings, through his mercy, there has been unlimited happiness in our lives. And so, through compassion, he made us his. Through his mercy, he's given us so much happiness. And through his blessings, it's Baba who enables us to do everything. Whatever we do, it's through Baba's blessings. Okay? So let's have meditation peacefully, and then everyone can leave. One other thing, the person that Dadi met were mother and daughter. Mother and son. And they were coming to London for 5 weeks. And they helped Indu in taking care of transporting the luggage. And so you don't have to ask for help, it just comes to you. But just make yourself such that you remain happy, dance in happiness all day, realizing your fortune. And that way, you'll see cooperation will automatically come. Om Shanti.